You're with SBS Radio.
A single mother of two, things were looking up for Zoe at the start of 2020. Her cleaning business was booming, and she moved into a new rental home. But that dream was shattered by Melbourne's two coronavirus shutdowns.
I had just started my business and it was really successful. And then, the COVID hit and everything went a bit down. And I couldn't work, and we kind of lost everything in the process.
Having lost much of her cleaning business, she now fears her family will become homeless because she's under severe rental stress. And all this as she prepares for her third baby, due in March next year.
Very stressful. Obviously, we don't know where we're going to be in the future. Like, we don't know how much help we can get. We don't know where we're going to be. It's very, very scary.
A new report, backed by several major charities, has warned housing stress among Australian families could rise by 24% in 2021. Homelessness is forecast to rise by up to 9%. Kate Colvin from advocacy group Everybody's Home says that's linked to the lingering unemployment caused by the coronavirus.
Look, many of our housing markets are just so expensive that when people lose their waged income, they just can't continue to keep up with their rental payments or their mortgage payments. And so what the research is finding is that where there's projected high increases in unemployment, there's also those projected high increases in homelessness.
That rise comes despite the impact of the pandemic on housing supply and demand. International border closures to fight the virus have resulted in a deep cut to migration, curtailing Australia's population growth. The government's National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation now estimates supply will exceed demand for the next 2 years, which could drive down prices and rents. But that report also notes coronavirus vaccines could mean international borders reopen sooner than once anticipated. Industry figures say a return to normal migration levels in the next 5 years could cancel any improvements to housing affordability. Simon Bashir is the National President of the Urban Development Institute of Australia.
Fast forward a few years' time, and the report clearly says that with overseas migration restarted in Australia, we may have a supply problem into the future. If we don't get a supply increase in the short to medium term through to 2023 to 25, we'll then end up with a supply deficit again in this country, which will drive up housing prices.
One solution pushed by advocates like Ms. Colvin is a fresh $7.2 billion federal government investment in new social housing.
Only the federal government has the fiscal firepower to really lead an investment in social housing that touches all of those corners of Australia, and also, by building the social housing, delivers the jobs to all of those communities.
The government has flagged plans to invest $8.4 billion to support housing and homelessness this financial year, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says constructing social housing is something the states should do.
Well, I trust the state government, and they're doing a great job, and they're responsible for social housing, and that's a state government job, and they're doing that job. We're doing JobKeeper. We're doing JobSeeker.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.